Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Chaf Ches, and we continue here in the third parak of Meseches Chala. We are on the top of Chaf Ches amid Aleph, but just one ha'ara I wanted to mention from yesterday, and that has to do with covenant owning Shabbos. Again, there's a lot we could talk about. We spoke yesterday about do these halachas apply only on the special halachas that the instructions given to the Kohanos, only on Friday, only not on Friday, is it both? We had the whole machlokas yesterday between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonah. But the reason that Erev Shabbos would be different is obviously because of Kavod Shabbos. Was it because of the idea that there is a mitzvah to get ready for Shabbos? What is the difference in Kavod and Oneg? If you look closely in the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam has a whole list of activities that one does regarding Kavod and Oneg. And if you read it, one might not catch it, but the Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Yontif tips us off that everything having to do with Kavod Shabbos is everything that is done before Shabbos. And everything that is done Oneg Shabbos, those are examples of on Shabbos. That's Kavod Oneg, that's the chiluk that the Gra says is Meduyuk in the Rambam. That's the Rambam all the way at the end of Hilcha Shabbos. The first 28 prakim of the Rambam of Hilcha Shabbos is all about the nose. And then the last two prakim are all about the dues. So if you look in the last parak Lamed, the Rambam talks about Kavod and Oneg, and he says, Ezeo Kavod, Zesh Amru Mitzvah Chachamim, Mitzvah Al Adam, right, Chachamim, why? Because it's based on a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, right? So the Rambam tells us, a mitzvah to take a shower, Lirchas Panav Yadav Araglav, Bechamim, Be'erev Shabbos, Be'erev Kavod Shabbos, Umisatif Betzitzes, putting on special clothes, special garb, the Yoshev Bekovid Rosh, Miyachel Lahakpalas Panei Ashchina, and sit there with bated breath, getting ready for the amazing meeting to have with Shabbos. Koshi Yosi Likras HaMelech. Umi Kavet Shabbos, Yilbash Ksus Vekiyah. And Aser Lekvah Asudu Mishabi Erev Shabbos, Bede Kavet Shabbos. Not eating a big meal on Friday afternoon is also Kavet Shabbos. So I go into Shabbos with an appetite. As we have mentioned before, if you know you're going to a very fancy restaurant one night, you might skip lunch because you want to go in. You want to get the most out of the restaurant experience. And therefore, you won't eat beforehand to make sure you go in with an appetite. So, lahavdil, or not so lahavdil, Kavod Shabbos. Right? So, everything that we do on Erev Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos is... everything we do on Erev Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. Setting the table, Misadar Adam Shulchan Erev Shabbos, Velvish Yezorach Al Kazayas, Vecholu. And then later on, the Rambam says, "Ezehu oneg zeh she'amru chachamim she'tzorach lesakein tavshil shamein biyoser, very fatty umashke mevusam l'shabbos hakol lefi mamona shel adam." Right, whatever, however much a person can afford, enjoying the food on Shabbos, that is oneg Shabbos. The achilas baser v'shtias yain b'Shabbos oneg kula. Right, that's the Rambam as he goes through Kavod and Oneg. There is a comment of the Netziv where he quotes Kavod and Oneg as an example. As an example of what? It's all the way at the end. The Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltos, the Netziv puts the Shiltos on the map. Shiltos is one of the Gaonim, Rav Achoy Gaon. The Yechidei Skula, maybe used to learn the Shiltos before the Netziv came along, but now that the Netziv wrote an amazing commentary on the Shiltos, the Hemek Sheila, so now people open up the Shiltos, but they call it the Netziv. But it's really Rav Achoy Gaon wrote the Shiltos, and the Netziv just chose that. The Netziv and others like him tried to put eclectic svarim that people didn't learn on the map by writing a commentary. The Sifri, the Netziv wrote a commentary on the Sifri. He also wrote a commentary on the Chumash. That's not so eclectic. But he wrote a commentary on the Sifri and others. But the Netziv, all the way at the end, in Parshas Zos Habracha, in Kuf Samach Tes, that's where the She'otos, Rav Achoy Gaon, talks about the mitzvah of Sukkah. And he writes, the mitzvah of Sukkah. He writes a little bit on every parsha. He writes, "D'mechayven d'beis Yisrael amevin mitalalto mesipa." It's an obligation upon Jews to build a sukkah and sit in it. Shiva yome d'chsiv chagas sukkas taselecha shivas yamim viksiv basukkas teishu shivas yamim. So the Netziv is bothered. Why does the Shilto say that you have a mitzvah to build the sukkah? And he quotes the two psukim. He says, "Build the sukkah and sit in the sukkah." Quoting the two psukim of Chag HaSukkos Taselecha, Chazal Darshan. even though the Pasuk Pshat is Chag of Sukkos, you shall have a holiday for Sukkos, but we darsh it as if the Pasuk says Chag, which is Karban Chagiga, Tazalacha, and Sukkah. We learn from that Pasuk that you have to have solus where the Schach comes from. So there's merumas in there, requirements for building the Sukkah. But the Shiltos formulates it as there's a Chiyiv to build the Sukkah. Build the Sukkah. Building the Sukkah is a Hechsher Mitzvah. That's preparatory. If I don't build a Sukkah, and I have somebody else put the sukkah for me, and I go in and sit in it and eat in it, that's not the mitzvah of sukkah. So why does the Shiltos formulate it as there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah? There is also a Mishnah in Nedarim that talks about building the sukkah as a mitzvah. But that's where the Nitziv comes up with his Yesod. He says there are two types of Hechsher mitzvahs. Two types of Hechsher mitzvahs, two types of preparatory stages for mitzvahs. I have to cut off the horn of the ram in order to use it for a shofar. But that doesn't have any special status, that Hechsher mitzvah. Because it's a mamela, you have to do it. Once in a while, the Torah goes out of its way to mention the Hechsher mitzvah. If the Torah itself mentions the preparatory stage for the mitzvah, so then it has special significance. That's called the Hechsher mitzvah, ksuva b'Torah. And therefore what? And therefore he quotes five different halachas that are tali on being a Hechsher mitzvah, ksuva b'Torah, and a Hechsher mitzvah, shein ksuva b'Torah. And this is one of them. Chag HaSukkos, ta'aseh lecha. Right, and we Chazal darshan from there. It's the sukkah, it's not just the chag of sukkah. The alfagav de ikar mitzvah sukkah hiya yeshiva vehasiya ena ela hachana mikol makom yeshba mitzvah ba'asher hachana zuk siva batara vechashuva mishar hachanos de mitzvah shenikzos batara. It's more chashuv than others. The ena dome asiya sukkah viksivas tefillin umezuzah. Right, writing tefillin umezuzah dechsev. Ukisavtam Ushmiras Matzah's mitzvah dichsiv Ushmartam Vachana de Shabbos Vachadome. All of those are Hechsher mitzvahs Ksuvos b'Torah. Baking matzah. Baking Ushmartam as a matzah. So it doesn't only say eat the matzah, guard the matzah. Right? And Ukisavtam, writing the mezuzah. Writing the mezuzah? What do you mean writing? If I write the mezuzah, I never put it up? No. It's the kfiyas mezuzah. That's the mitzvah. But the Torah says Ukisavtam. That's not like Agidas Lula V'Tikin Shofar V'Chadoma Shlo Nizkra B'Hushum Achana Elagufa Mitzvah. And he says there are nafkaminas related. The Gemara Menaches has a Havamida that you make a bracha on a Hechsher Mitzvah, right, by tzitzis. V'Asu Lahem tzitzis. He says, look at all the examples of the Havamina to make a bracha. Those are only Hechsher Mitzvahs Aksuvas Batara. You would never have a Havamina to make a bracha but when you cut the horn off of the ram. Number one, nafkamina. Number two, he goes to other examples. Mitzvah v'yosim b'shlucho. Would you say there's a key to do it yourself more than just handing it off? There's no reason to have to do yourself. The example he gives is shofar. But you can think of other hechsher mitzvahs also. No reason for me to do it instead of having somebody else. Anybody, it's the result that's important. But by Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah, so there's an idea of doing it yourself. Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah, and Zriza Makdim in LeMitzvahs, you might say, Osik B'Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah, all of these are nafkaminas having to do with mitzvahs, but he said it could be that Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah also are in the category of mitzvahs for this. Kiddushin might be a Hechsher Mitzvah, if you assume getting married is not a mitzvah, like the Rosh, but it is, like the Pasha Pshat of the Rosh, but it's just a preparatory stage for Puravu, but it says in the Torah, Ki'ikach. It says Ki'ikach. So that could also be another example of Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah. And then he says, Kavanah Oneg Shabbos. V'kibadato. Kavanah Shabbos. V'kibadato, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. So he says the fact that it says Kibadato, so that gives it a status of Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah. And that's why Dafka, the only two examples in all of Shas, where the Gemara says, Mitzvah Bo Yosvi B'Shlucho, by mitzvahs are marriage and Kavod Shabbos. That's it. The Amoraim, they used to cut the fish and salt the meat. So that's the Nitziv. Just one more, and then we'll get back to the daf. The Nitziv in the continuation, he says, and maybe this is pshat, put this on the list, and maybe this is the pshat of Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachos Es Yisrael, L'Ficha Chir B'Len Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to give us chus, so he gave us a lot of mitzvahs. What did he give us all? He was marbeh. There's a specific number of mitzvahs. So what do you mean? He was marbe. The mitzvahs are exactly connected to magical things in Shamayim and parts of our body. There's no ribuy. The mitzvahs are an exact number. 248, 365. What does it mean? He was marbe Torah mitzvahs. So he explains, it's including the Hechsher mitzvahs. Right? He didn't have to write these in the Torah and give us credit as if we did a mitzvah. So he says, Hechsher mitzvah ksuva Torah. Kdilaharbo schar lo zakos li Yisrael bahachana ksuva batorah. Vizeo ribui mitzvot she'em bohem tachlis bifnei atzmam. Umishem hachi eno nimne le mitzvah saseh. Elamikom makom higdil guf mitzvah saseh elu bahachana ksuva bohem. Valze amar shirba le mitzvah heinam hachana hachanes hamadilos hamitzvah yosem yasem tachlisa. V'chulu, and he continues. That's one hara about Hechsher mitzvah, ksuba batorah, and kavod Shabbos, and onig Shabbos. Okay, let's go to today's daf on the top, chav chesam and aleph. Says the Mishnah. Again, this parak is all about when does the chiyuv kick in for challah. So we had at the beginning of our parak that you're allowed to eat arai, right? That's the name of the parak, ochlan arai, until you do gilgal, right? Until the gilgal is completed. And then we said, maybe if it's even before it's completed, you're allowed to do it as the status of challah, even if it's not completed, as long as the unification of the water and the flour has started, right? If nothing has started yet, we had before a mafresh kemach. If somebody is mafresh challah when it's still flour, no water, then it's meaningless. That's too early, and it's not even any time. It's not ariso sechem yet at all. So says the Mishnah now. Nidmi'a isasa achlo gilgala. What happens if before I kneaded the flour, there was a question of meduma that came up. Some truma got mixed in. So truma mixed in meduma. That's meduma. Remember, truma is mixed into chulin and it wasn't batel. You didn't have 100 chulin connected to truma, so now it's meduma. We had earlier in the Masechta, meduma is pater from challah. Because it's suffik truma, truma is pater from challah. So if it's suffik truma, meduma, it's also pater from challah. So when did it become meduma? So the Mishnah says, if it became meduma, nidma isasa achlo gilgal, if it became meduma before the chiyuv of challah kicked in, so once the chiyuv of challah comes, once I knead this dough, it's meduma. And therefore, petura, the chiyuv of challah never gets off the ground. Just like truma. If I have grain of truma and I knead it into dough, I don't have to give challah from that truma. The kohen doesn't have to be mafresh challah and give it to himself from the truma. No, there's no chiyuv of challah by truma. So to meduma. If it's meduma before the chiyuv kicked in, so then petura. Shah meduma pater, as we had earlier, meduma is pater. The Rasilio here says, maybe it's connected to the fact that challah bezman hazeh derabanan, and medume, which is derabanan, is mafkia the challah. Okay. Umisha gilgala chayeves. But once I made it a dough, what if I have a dough, and then somehow truma got mixed in, and now it's medume. So misha gilgala chayeves. Why? Because once the chiv of challah started, then it doesn't disappear. It doesn't disappear. So you have a chiv of challah on this, so it became medume, okay, but you still have to be mafresh it and give it to the kohen. Give it to the kohen. Misha gilgala chayeves. Fine. Is it literally Gilgala? Is that the what happens? What about the beginning of the process? Remember we said Gilgala is when it's fully kneaded. That's when the Chiyuv Challah really kicks in. But we said, remember the Kohanos yesterday? It might be a good idea to take Bimafresh Challah. We don't do this today. We wait till it's fully kneaded. But when it starts becoming kneaded, maybe that's, you know, Bidiyeved, if you take Challah at that moment, it works. And maybe it's a good idea, so you do it before it becomes Tamei. So what does our Mishnah mean? So there's a Ritva. The Ritva in Nidan, Davav, has two dais, whether our Mishnah literally means Gilgala. When does the Medume, it goes by fully needed or not? Or, and he has a beautiful Lashon here, the Ritva, Yesh Mefarshim, our Mishnah is quoted there. Yesh Mefarshim, Delav Davka Misha Gilgala, Ela Mishas HaTolas HaMayim, She Hechshel Gilgal, Hechsher. Right? So he says, maybe it goes by, no, right when the water is added to the flour. That's the key moment for meduma. If it's meduma before that, there's no chiv. If it's meduma after that, it's already too late. It's already too late, already there's a chiv of challah. Why? And even though the full chiv of challah only kicks in after it's fully kneaded, mikom makom kfar nichnasa bezikas challah. It's in the world, meaning if you would be mafresh now, it would work. So kfar nichnasa bezikas chala, shem hifesh bimena chala, chalasa chala. If you would be mafresh chala, it would work. Ma she'enki kodem lachen shem mafresh chala, so kemach eina chala. Right, if we would do it as a kemach, as we've said, the Mishnah earlier, that's nothing. So maybe that's really what the Mishnah means. It's by the earlier moment. Or a few lines later, V'yesh b'farshim, no, the dafka k'tani mishi Gilgala. No, maybe you only go by Gilgala, that's when the real chiyuv is. You're right, we would allow it. We would allow it to be chala even earlier. But that's not because the real chiyuv of chala has kicked in. V'shayni hasam, sha'asu gzeira. No, we allow it to be earlier, so you do it before it becomes tameh. Shem haya osa, ima, mishatatel mayim, shitchilas isa, afi gomeres ima b'gilgal. But so he has 2 days there about whether our Mishnah is literal or not. Okay, but let's just go with the Pasha Pshat. Goes by Gilgal. No ladla suffik tuma achalo Gilgala. Next is, what if there's a suffik tuma, right? Possibly became Tameh before it was needed. Before it was needed. So now the Kohen, I'm not causing the Kohen to lose anything. Teyase betuma. So I'm allowed to then proceed with Tameh hands and Tameh kelim because it was already Tameh before the Chiv of Chala kicked in. So do the whole thing b'tuma. Look at the Mara folder. Kivan da'afilim tase b'tara in ha'koin rashay lo'ochla. Even if I would do this b'tara, the coin can't eat it because it's suffik Tameh, right? So therefore, I can be Tameh it, no problem. Misha gilgala te'asa b'tara. But once the Chiv of Chala kicked in, Misha Gilgalas, then I already foresee the Chala in there, and therefore I can't do it with Tameh hands, because it's Kilo, I'm being with Tameh the Chala. Right? If it's only Suffolk Tameh now, Suffolk Tameh, Suffolk Tar. So now, if I would actively be Matameh it, I'm being Matameh Chala, which I'm not allowed to do. And even though I didn't take off the Chala yet, it's only the Gil, it's only the Isa, but once there's a Chiv of Chala that kicked in, so then that I'm not allowed to do that. See again the Mara Folda. Misha Gilgal Tiasa Batara. Im Nolad Basafik La'achar Gilgul. Aser Litama. Right? Once the Chiv Chala kicks in, I can't be Matamiyad. To Chulin Hatvulim L'chala Kechala Damu. Because Chulin, which is Tevel, for Chala, is treated like Chala, V'truma Teluya Tzri Hashimur. And if it's only Safik Tameh, I am not allowed to be Matamiyad. That is the Mishnah. Fine. I'm Rabbi Yonah. Says Rabbi Yonah, Tartein Milin Tani Reb Chiya Ruba. Reb Chiya the Great, Reb Chiya Ruba said 2 things, Vina Pligin Chada Al Chada, and they contradict each other. 2 things Reb Chiya Rabba said, and they contradict each other. Number one, Tevel Minyano or Maninu Kichulin or Buchulin. Right? One is, if somebody has, just like we know that the different layers of Tumah V'Tahara, right? A person could become Tameh from an Ava Tumah, food could become Tameh from a Rishon LaTumah. Chulin cannot become Tameh from a Sheni, because Chulin cannot become a Shlishi, right? Only Truma. Truma could become a Shlishi. So if a Sheni touches Chulin, nothing happens. If a Sheni touches Truma, it makes it into a Shlishi. The more kadosh something is, the more susceptible it is to Tumah. So, says Reb Chiya, one of the things Reb Chiya said is that if you have Tevel, that is Tavel L'Chala or L'Truma, if a Sheni touches Tevel, that has Truma in it, it has Chala in it, let's say a Tvul Yom is a Sheni. So, if a Tvul Yom touches Chulin, nothing happens. If a Tvul Yom touches Tevel that has Truma in it, so Tevel, Minyano, Kechulin, nothing happens. Nothing happens. It's not considered, you don't foresee the Truma in there. If the Chul, again, if a Sheni touches Tevel, nothing happens. Says the Mara Folda, Tevel Binyano Kechulin, Ki Hechi de Chulin, Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi, just like in Chulin, a Sheni does not make a Shlishi, Hachanami at Tevel, Avagav the Tevel of Truma, even though there's Truma in there, a Negiyas Shal Sheni Posel at Tevel Azeh. So that's one statement Reb Chiya said. If you have Tevel, that's Tevel of Truma, meaning you have Tevel, and in there, I wasn't Mafresh yet. There's Truma in there, there's Chala in there. It's nothing happens. You treat it like Chulin. But he also said the following statement, which is contradictory. V'kal ha-safek ha-posel as ha-truma. Anytime you have a suffik, let's say you have a person who's suffik tame suffik tahar, and he touches Truma, then you got to be machmir. Maybe the Truma became tame. Says Reb Chiya Rabba, and any suffik that posels Truma, we take out the vav, posel es ha-chulin milasos truma. So it also passes chulin that has truma in it. The fair is shastira. Right? One line says that tevel, ha-tavel truma is not considered truma. One says tevel, ha-tavel truma is considered truma. Right? If a sheni touches it, then it does not become tame. It's like chulin. But if a suffik tame, suffik tar touches it, so then it's going to ruin the truma that's in this tevel. That's in this tevel. And the Gemara says, and the, what's an example of a safek tame, safek tahar? So the Mefarshim here quote the Mishnah in Zavin. If you have a Zav and a Tahar person that are carrying a couch together, so that's a Safek. The Tahar person is a Safek because if he supported the Zav, you know, it might be going up the steps. And sometimes there's like one person that's doing all the work and like one person just like, yeah, I'm helping. But it's like the person on the bottom is holding all the weight. So that's a Safek case. So in that case, if that person touches the Tevel, Tevel the Truma, so then the Truma is also Tame. So the Gemara says, Vakasha. But these contradict each other. Im tevel minyanu b'chulin or kuchulin, if it's like chulin, so then lama, skip li, posel asachulin, milasos and truma. Vamanyinu kitruma. If you say that it's posel, if a suffix tummy, suffix tor is posel the truma, then you treat it like truma. So then the sheni should also be metamiyat, because you already foresee the truma inside. So Rabbi Yona says, Rabbi Chiya Ruba said these two things, and they contradict each other. Amar Rabbi Yona, and then Rabbi Yona said, Of anan taninan tarteon. Forget Rabbi Chiya Ruba. We also have a stira in Mishnayos, in the Tanaim, right? Which might be even worse. And by the end of the sugya, we're not going to answer it. The Yushami does not quote an answer. We're just going to quote. It's also a stira amongst the Tanaim, right? It's not only machlokas in the Marah, machlokas in the Tanaim. What's the stira in the Tanaim? So let's see. Let's read it, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Amoraim in Tanoim. Taval minyanu kechulin. So number one, we see that tevel, a tevel, the truma is treated like chulin. Meaning, you don't foresee the truma in it. If you have tevel, it's chulin. Where do you see that? Titanin and taman, because we learned it in Mishnah in Tevul Yom, which doesn't have any Bavli or Yerushalmi on it. So it's right here. Titanin and taman. Ochel meiser. If somebody has meiser rishon. Somebody has meiser rishon food. Shehuch sharba mashke. Maaser Rishon food that became wet with one of the seven liquids, v'naga bo tvul yom, and the tvul yom touched it. So you have Maaser Rishon. What's Maaser Rishon? Maaser Rishon is like chulin because it has Shumas Maaser in it. Maaser Rishon technically is able to be eaten by a Yisrael. Right? If a Levi gives a Yisrael Maaser Rishon to eat, he could eat it. Right? It's not usher to eat, as long as, but what if you have Maaser Rishon with Truma in there? Then it can't eat it. So that's like chulin with, like Tevel with Truma in it. So if you have Maaser Rishon, Shehuch Sharba Mashke, V'nagah Bo Tvul Yom, and a Tvul Yom, right? A Tvul Yom is a Sheni, touched it. O Yadayim Misoavin, or I touched it without washing my hands, right? Tame hands. My hands are also, have the status of a Sheni. Mafrishim Mimenu Trumas Maaser Betara, no problem. Even if a Tvul Yom touches this Maaser Rishon, it doesn't become Tame. And therefore, you can take out the Trumas Maaser from it, beautiful, no problem. Bebedeshu Shlishi, right, your mafresh shumas meiser betara b'nei shu shlishi, because it's not. We don't say that the sheni made the tevel into a shlishi. So hada amr shatevel maninu kechulin or bechulin. Right, so from that mishnah till yom, the tevel, right, that you, if you have a tevel hatavel a truma meiser rishon hatavel the shumas meiser is called chulin. Right, it's not called a. It's not susceptible to the tumah of a sheni. So that's on the one hand. But then on the other hand, we have, again, that's the first sad. And the other hand, we have the same problem that we had in Reb Chiya Ruba. V'chol ha-safik, ha-posel ha-truma, posel ha-chulim, ilason truma. So where do we see that? That if you have a suffix that would posel truma, would also posel tevel that has truma in it, you know that from the diak from our Mishnah. That's why this is all here. From our Mishnah, the Tanina Taman, because you learned over there, which is here. Remember, Yerushalmi, sometimes you quote a conversation from somewhere else, and you'll still call it there, even though it's here. So we learned in our Mishnah, Nolo la Safik Ashalo Gilgala. What did our Mishnah say? If you have a Safik Tuma before it was needed, Teyasa Betuma, so then it's okay. It can be done Betuma, because it doesn't hurt the Kohen at all. Misha Gilgala Teyasa Betara. But once it's Megulgal, once the Chiv of Chala kicked in, then you need to do a Patara, because you don't want to be Metame, the Chala. We're going to add in a line here that does not appear in our Gemara. The Rasilio adds in a line. Look at the Shinin Nischos on the side. Vitani Allah, and the Brisa says, about our Mishnah, the Chalasa Teluya. Right, in the Sefer case, right, after you needed it, Misha Gilgal, then it became... it had a suffix about it. So you have to do that patara. You can't do the betoma because maybe it's not tame and you're being metame it. But lamaisa, the Kohen can't eat it. Chalasa teluya. The chala that you would take from it is teluya, is hanging. Meaning you can't burn it, but you can't eat it. So which type of suffik is our Mishnah talking about? Which type of suffik? And you have to add all this in. Right? We're talking about mamish, a suffik tame, suffik tahar. That's obvious that the chalas is tuluya. If you have a, that would be a chiddush for that, the brice that's talking about our Mishnah. If you have a suffik tume, suffik tara, that touched a piece of chala, or if so then that's obvious that it's chalas atulya. It must be, the chiddush is that it was touched even before you amafresh the chala. Even before you amafresh the chala, a suffik. It is a suffik amru, the suffik chala. Right? It must be a suffik that only applies to chala and not to chulin, and yet it's still called Tame. It's still called Safik Tame. So you get the diak from that brisa that expands on our Mishnah also, that a Safik that passels Truma would also passel Tevel, that or Chulin, that's Tavol Latruma, or Tavol Lachala. So again, you have the same stira that Rabbi Aruba had, diukim from the Mishnah in Tful Yom versus the Mishnah here, adding on the brisa that expands on it. Again, the brisa is saying, it must be that this is the case, because that's the chiddush, which now would be a stira. So we have a machlokes in the, a stira in the Tanaim, and the stira in the Amoram. Tful Yom, which is brought up here in Maseches Tful Yom, is a fascinating sugya to analyze. Because what's the halacha of Tful Yom? I went to the mikvah, And I'm what? I'm in limbo. I was tummy for 7 days, or I went tummy for 1 day. I went to the mikvah, and I have to wait till nighttime. But it's enough when after I went to the mikvah, I'm allowed to eat Maaser Sheni now, which also requires Tara. I'm allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, but I have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to eat Truma. And then if I have to bring a carbon, I have to wait till the next morning. So am I tummy or am I tar? Like, what did the mikvah do for me? Right? I'm tahar for Maaser Sheni, but I'm still tummy for truma. So how would you formulate that? You're either tahar or tummy. You can't like be both. So is it really that you're tahar, but for truma you need a super duper tahar, right? But you're tahar, but truma requires. Or are you tummy? You're tummy, but Maaser Sheni doesn't really require you to be tahar. Right, you just going to the mikveh is good enough. So that's a question in the Achronim, and all the Rishonim have formulations about it. How do you look at Tevul Yom? You're somewhere in the middle. You're allowed to do some things, but you're not allowed to do other things. So there are different formulations in the Rambam and others. There's a separate Isser, interesting, the Rambam, there's a separate Isser of a Tevul Yom doing Avoda and apostling Avoda. Right, so this was a question that was asked by Rabbi Daniel Abavli. He asked it to none other than the son of the Rambam. Right, we have a whole sefer called Maisa Nisim. Maisa Nisim is a conversation between Rabbi Daniel Abavli and Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, mostly about sefer mitzvah questions, about do you count this as a mitzvah, not that as a mitzvah. So that was the, why is it called Maisa Nisim? Because the person who published it, his name was Nisim. Right? That's nothing to do with miracles. But there in O's, what is this? In the She'ela Beis, She'ela Gimel, I have this old copy, right? She'ela Gimel, he says, Bab Sheik Shisa, Al Daito At Sodekas. The Rambam's always right, obviously, he's my father, right? So, what you asked on my father, whose Das is correct. Asher Mana Tful Yom Mechusar Kippurim Zulas Tameh. He counted Tful Yom as a separate mitzvah, separate than Tameh. So that v'chashavta kihema anafim l'tuma. If a tful yom goes and does the avoda, isn't that just a problem of he's still tamei, right? So why would you count tful yom as a separate losase? Zetos nigla ki atuma nistalekes betvila. No, the tuma left. The tuma left when he went to the mikvah. Kasher amar yizbarach tamed. Like Hashem always says, v'rachatz b'mayim v'tahir. Uvim no mar lehem bistam mashayorbem tameim ena kavana aki chaser lehem atara hashlema asher yashlimam beeze inyanim velo tite behish tatfus hashem asher hita rabim bechim shlemim vasher navochu behem rabim vatsumim harugeim. So he says tful yom is tar. It's just that you need something more for truma. But the Rambam himself has formulations that he calls him tful yom atame. So it's not so clear. But either way, this is a big sugya that we're not going into anymore right now. Okay, well, let's continue now. So Amar Rav Sheshes. back to the Gemara of Sheishas. So now we're going back on the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said that if you have a suffik before the kneading, then you could do a betumah. You could do a betumah. What's the other option that you could have done? Right? The Mishnah says if it became tamei before the kneading, so you could have, we had earlier, when you have something tamei, just do tiny little dose. Tiny little dose, because then you never have the chiyuv of chala, and then you don't have chala tamei. That was the Tanakhama there. Rabbi Akiva there said, no, it's better to create the chiyuv of chala, fulfill your mitzvah, even though you have chala tamei. So says the Gemara, our Mishnah sounds like it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Because our Mishnah says if you have a suffik tumah before the Gilgal, why didn't it just say split it up into little pieces? So Amar Rav Sheshes to Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Akiva. To Rabbi Akiva Amar. Rabbi Akiva said earlier, Yasena betumah v'yasena kavin. Better to do it regular size tumah. Don't do it in kavim in little pieces. Right? So that's Rav Sheshes says our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Zi'i. Rabbi Zi'i says no. Dibri Akoli, maybe our Mishnah could fit into Dibri Akol. Because what's the language of our Mishnah? What are you supposed to do if it becomes Tamei? It says, Te'ase betumah. Do it betumah. Do what betumah? Maybe Te'ase betumah could mean do it in small pieces because it's Tamei. Maybe that's what it means. Yasena kavim besveikan. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's how you could interpret the Mishnah. Hesev Reb Chiya Barbun. Reb Chiya Barbun says, Kumi Reb Zeira. Reb Chiya Barbun says, Reb Zeira, no, that can't be. Vatani, because look in the Tosefta about our Mishnah. The Tosefta says, Af b'shar minim kein. Also by fruit. By fruit, you have the same rules before Gemara Malacha and after Gemara Malacha. Islacha meimer yasena kavim b'sveikan. Is there any possibility of like doing it in small amounts by truma, by maestris? There's no such thing, right? Any tiny amount of chayvajub is a maestris. So, Reb Zeira, you're wrong. It can't mean, our Mishnah can't mean do it in small pieces, because the Tosefta says the same halacha would apply to fruits and vegetables, or fruit at least, and you can't give that interpretation in the for that. So it must be that it doesn't mean that in our Mishnah either. So it must be only according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue by the Shem next time.